Olivia, it is so nice to talk to you in what is a very important year for Southern Befrienders, isn't it?
Well, this year we celebrate 21 years of supporting older isolated people in the South. So it's a really big deal for us.
21 years. So tell us a little bit about what the services actually involve.
So originally in 2005, when it started, it was mainly befriending. So volunteers who provide one-to-one befriending to lonely people within the community. Over the course of 21 years, we've discovered that there are other things that we could do to support people. So we now run social events. So we have a very wide range of social events that take place every week on a Tuesday, which range from, I don't know, restaurants, going out for dinner, to bingo, to visiting, local museums. We also have a gentleman's club, which runs fortnightly, because we found that the gents needed a bit of space to themselves to sort of socialise and talk. And then we have another club on a Thursday, which is for those people that are really struggling with isolation, but who kind of just would struggle with being in a big group of people. So it's a smaller sort of group, and they again go out and do things. And on top of that, we do an IT service, an IT clinic in-house. So it's quite busy.
It is. And it sounds like you're sort of catering to every possible type of person. I know that you have told us that actually the demand is growing for your services, isn't it?
Yes. So the UK has probably about 19%, or the UK, England, has 19% of people over the age of 65. And because we live on this beautiful island, ours is actually at 22%. So it is already higher. And although we are a community and we do care about each other, we do have a lot of people of an older age that are becoming increasingly isolated. Jobs mean that families aren't so close by, and there's other commitments. And what we're finding is that there are more and more people being referred to us who are on their own, and who could just do with some form of company. We've got a gentleman who's only been referred this week who basically sees no one at all until the weekend. So during the week, he just sits in his four walls and doesn't speak to anybody. We've got somebody else that was paying their cleaner to stay for an extra hour for a cup of coffee. And that's wrong. That's wrong. It's important to feel wanted and to feel part of the community. And it's so good for our mental well-being. And it's so important that we mustn't forget that there are people out there that are still very, very lonely and just could do with somebody to have a chat to once a week.
Do you know, it's heartbreaking to hear that, it really is. And it's something that you wouldn't have thought would be such a problem on the Isle of Man, because we do see ourselves, don't we, as something of like a sort of strong community. But I guess over the years, the way people socialise and the way people interact has changed, especially with sort of the advent of social media and online shopping.
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing. It's changed the whole landscape, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And what we're finding is that the people being referred are actually getting younger. So we're getting more and more people who are under 65. But the main core of the people that use our services are over 65. The majority are in their 80s. And, some of them have got WhatsApp. Some of them know how to use a computer. That's why we've got the IT service. We've got a great volunteer who sort of talks them through how to set up an email and things like that. But it's not the same. And, even letters, people used to love writing a letter and receiving it. And now it is a simple text. And we are such an amazing community. Our volunteers and are an amazing amount of people and such. But I just think we forget that there are people that are older than us that are very much stuck at home and who may not have family. I think we also forget that we're all going to be that age. And, we may well find ourselves in that situation and may not want to be like that. And so it's important that we always remember that person that we see every day in the shop, in Tesco's or wherever, who buys that pint of milk religiously every day at the same time, is probably doing that because that's the only communication that they will have all day. And so we want to stop that. We want to make sure that the people feel part of the community for longer.
Do you know, that again, that's so poignant. It really is. And it just makes you think, doesn't it, about even if you sort of, you're maybe not part of a group like yourselves, if you do see someone in a shop, say hello to them. People forget sometimes, don't they, to actually just be friendly.
Absolutely. And it is, you could be the only interaction that that person has that day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all very well saying, hello, what's 50 pence for a pint of milk or whatever. But to actually have a conversation, even if it's about a weather or a quick hello, how are you today, will really make the difference to somebody. And you'd be so surprised how many people are still alone at home and feeling incredibly isolated, who perhaps don't want to say anything because that they see it as a stigma. But actually, there are so many things that we can do to help. So they just need to get in touch.
It would be good if we could all also just get to know our neighbours a little bit better, because that's, not only do we not have the sorts of interactions we used to with the likes of your bank manager or your greengrocer or the person in the newsagent knew you and your family, we also don't really even know our neighbours anymore, do we?
I know. And I mean, we are lucky. I know there's a phenomenal amount of people in the South that do check on their neighbours. We've got people that just check in through a window each day to make sure that they're OK and things like that. And, you know, our volunteers, that they're all fantastic. But yes, there is definitely less of a community feel in certain areas. And that means that people aren't getting that interaction that makes such a difference to their mental well-being, but also physically. I mean, not being socially isolated is the same as smoking 25 cigarettes a day. So it's a huge impact that being on your own and isolated has on somebody.
Oh my goodness, of course, the effect on your physical health as well. That's something else to bear in mind.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for you all at Southern Befrienders, who are making a huge difference in the south of the island. And as you're saying, have been doing for 21 years. So happy birthday to you all. And you are celebrating, aren't you, in a very interesting way.
Yes. So tomorrow night, we are having our fundraiser party down south at Foraging Vintners. All the tickets are sold out. However, we are also doing a silent auction. So it will be an auction, but it will be online to allow people that are attending the event to enjoy the party and keep bidding on things, but allow the rest of the community in the island to bid on some fantastic prizes. So we've had the local businesses have been so good to us. We've got some amazing prizes. We've got 6 months worth of pampering packages. We've got a fantastic meal for two worth £250 for MB Catering's pop-up down the south. We've got Sunset Lakes weekend with all the bits that you'd need for a lovely weekend away. We have so many phenomenal prizes. Albion Knitting giving us some lovely soft gorgeous jumpers. I know it's summer, but winter will come. So yes, that will be online for everybody to bid on.
Fantastic prizes indeed. I'm definitely going to have to jump on this one. It looks, sounds great. So if you are wanting to sort of take part in the actual silent auction itself, but you're not at the event, how do you do that?
So they can people can go to our Facebook page, and I will be putting the link on there, Southern Befrienders. Some of the lots have already been published on there with a link to the auction site. I'm also going to be putting it on our website under the news section of how to join in, and every penny raised will go to supporting isolated older people in the community. So yeah, it will all go to a fantastic cause.
Well, we wish you all the very best for it. I hope you manage to raise lots and lots of money for the fabulous work that you do. And I'm guessing as well that, like most charities on the Isle of Man, you're probably always on the lookout for volunteers, aren't you?
Absolutely. We have been very fortunate that we, just after Christmas, we had about 20 new volunteers start with us. We've got a number of volunteers that have been with us for an extremely long period of time, but you know, 10, 15 years, some of them. But our waiting list for people that are looking for Befrienders now stands at 25. So we're looking for at least 25 volunteers who would happily give up an hour and a half a week to just go and have a chat and a coffee with someone. We've got some people that are really into their history, their archaeology. We've got a lady that just wants somebody to help her go for a walk because her sight is going a little bit. We've got a lot of gents that just want somebody to chat to and perhaps come to our gentlemen's club with. So absolutely, if anybody's got an hour and a half time, we would really appreciate volunteers.
You meet some fascinating people by the sound of things. So it's, you know, sort of, yes. you would also benefit and get the reward from it yourself, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. It's always a two-way thing. It's always every single one of our befrienders says it is really, you know, it is, it's, they get just as much out of it as the other person, because they've all got stories to tell. Their sense of humour is brilliant. You know, I cry with laughter with some of our users. They are just brilliant. You know, and we've got to remember that just because they're getting older, it doesn't mean that they've changed. You know, they're still the same person they were, you know, at 21 and at 51, you know, and it's just that the age is meaning they're slower. That's all. And it's fantastic to form those bonds and see those bonds, you know, sort of developing over time. So yes, anybody who would like to get involved should get in touch.
Excellent. Well, what is the best way for someone to actually get in touch with you, Olivia?
Again, they can do it through Facebook via direct messaging us. Also on our website, there is a volunteer form. They just need to fill that in. And then our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Ellie, will get in touch and invite them in to have a chat. We see our befriending as very much we try and match people. It's not just a case that we throw you with somebody, anybody. So we try and match people up according to their likes, their dislikes, you know, their past experiences, their careers, etc. So we try and find out as much as we can about the volunteer and then match them. A little bit of training involved, and then you're part of our Southern Befrienders community.
And what a community to be part of that has been going for 21 years.
Yes.
does that mean you get the key to the door now? Do they still do that? I don't know.
Oh, well, I keep saying that. I mean, we've also got our users are having a party at the end of July. So that's another celebration. And then we're being hosted at Governor's House in September for a celebration with volunteers and users. So yeah, we've got a few months of partying to go yet, Christy.
Fantastic. Well, first of all the very best with the auction. I hope you raise huge amounts of money.
Thank you. Do
let us know how you get on. Feedback, what you would love to hear from you.
Will do.
Lovely. Thank you. Definitely. So much, Olivia, and all the very best to the befrienders.
Thank you, Christy.